This is VOA News via remote. I'm Melissa Melton. The United States has surpassed 10 million COVID-19 cases, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University, as the country deals with a surge in infections worse than at any other point in the global pandemic. Joe Biden, whom VOA projects as the winner of last week's presidential election, met Monday with the coronavirus task force as he looks ahead to steps his administration will take to battle the pandemic when he takes office in January. Following the meeting, he urged Americans to wear a mask to help fight the spread of the coronavirus, quote, no matter who you voted for. Mr. Biden also hailed an announcement by pharmaceutical company Pfizer that late-stage testing on its potential COVID-19 vaccine indicates it's more than 90% effective. But the president-elect also noted that Americans still face what he called a dark winter. During the past week, the United States has added an average of more than 100,000 new cases per day. That's double its daily infections from just a month ago. About 900 people are dying each day. From his Twitter account, U.S. President Donald Trump noted the reported 90% efficiency, calling it, in all capital letters, such great news. He said the stock market was up big as a result. That also in all capital letters. COVID-19 infections have spiked in other parts of the world as well, including in Europe, where some governments have instituted lockdown measures to try to slow the spread of the virus. Globally, the number of confirmed cases is more than 50 million, with 1.2 million deaths. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara officially won a third term in office with just over 94% of the vote, according to final results on Monday. More at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.